Neither one of these races was especially nasty heading into the primary. Harvey Kronberg.
When you've got multiple candidates, the strategy is to be one of the top two vote getters and then go to the third party and see if you can get them to endorse you. So they're not too nasty in the primary, but boy, when you get to the runoff, it's a whole different matter.
Kronberg edits the online political newsletter Quorum Report. In the 6 weeks since the March primary, the gloves have come off. Flyers from the 1836 PAC called Williamson County candidate John Gordon a loose cannon and a threat to police. In Southwest Travis, Paul Workman has called his opponent Holly Turner a carpetbagger and accused her of piling up debt to pay for the race. Will Lutz says there's a downside to this kind of campaigning. He's managing editor of the Lone Star Report, a conservative political newsletter.
There's a real danger the Republican circular firing squad could come out to play. If you just beat the stuffing out of your opponent in the primary and you need his supporters or her supporters in the general election, then you got a real problem on your hands.
This is especially dangerous in districts that are split evenly along party lines. Lutz points to the nasty 2008 Round Rock State House GOP runoff, a traditionally Republican district won by Democrat Diana Maldonado that November.
I have no doubt in my mind that one of the reasons Diana Maldonado won that race is because Republicans were not united behind their nominee in 2008.
A large amount of money often fuels a negative campaign, but none of these races have seen a particularly large amount of money. Both just appear to want to win this runoff battle, no matter its impact on the war in November. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.